Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday evening, September 18th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, the downside of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge and how to maximize your time at work conferences. Were you one of the folks who took the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge this summer? The campaign was a massive success for the charity that is dedicated to fighting amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, a neurodegenerative disorder commonly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. The ALS Association raised a record $113 million as of Monday in online donations. But that windfall can actually create some challenges for a nonprofit. Wall Street Journal reporter Rachel Silverman notes that when a large amount of money flows into a charity, a lot of times they are conflicting opinions about how to best use those funds.
Donors can sometimes be in dispute or have conflicts about how to actually spend and allocate the money.
Management experts recommend taking time to create a strategic plan before rushing into spending or hiring, especially for groups that don't face the urgent time clock of a disaster relief charity. Having a sound strategy is also a good idea, since all this attention can throw a charity into the spotlight and force them to deal with a much higher level of scrutiny.
In this age of social media, negative information about an organization's performance can travel really just as fast as an ice bucket challenge can.
Another issue is that it can be very difficult to recreate this kind of success.
So they've made almost double their last year's budget just this past summer alone. You know, that's a huge difference, and that's pretty unsustainable.
And unfortunately, even the huge increase in donations pales next to the $1 billion it could take to bring a new drug to the market to help those with ALS. As we continue, making the most of your next work conference.
You've got to make sure your family and finances are legally protected. So where do you turn for legal help you can trust? LegalZoom.com. For over 13 years, they've been helping Americans with LLCs, incorporation, wills, trusts, and more. LegalZoom makes it painless. You can always reach out to them with questions, and they'll talk you through the process. You can get legal help through independent attorneys and self-help services at your direction, but they're not a law firm. For special savings, be sure to enter the code WSJ in the referral box at LegalZoom.com.
A record 70 million people will attend a work conference in the U.S. and Canada this year. The experience can be overwhelming and leave many folks feeling tired, drained, and in some cases even physically ill from all of the running around. But Wall Street Journal Work and Family columnist Sue Schellenbarger says you can make the most of these conferences, but it all starts by having a game plan.
Take notes during the conference and come back and report back to your colleagues so everybody can benefit from what your company spent, which can range from $600 all the way up to several thousand for a pass into these exhibitions these days.
Set an agenda to ensure you actually attend all the important sessions that are crucial to you and your company, and be ready to network in these sessions. Practice your opening pitch and make sure you have various versions to suit different people. Another great tip is to meet the actual session speakers when you can. These tend to be high-level executives that could be key to other networking opportunities. And while many of these conferences may have fun social activities like concerts, pub crawls, and parties, you really need to conserve your energy.
A lot of people do get very tired, and maybe they do get tempted by the evening pub crawls, stay out a little too late, and that just drains their energy further.
Since these conferences can be so draining, make sure you are also drinking plenty of water and eating nutritious meals. That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.